This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Jesus Christ made it clear to those around him that he is extremely concerned about our souls. To him, our souls are more valuable than all the world put together. Yet this world is filled with contaminants that are toxic to us. So please stay with us this day as we begin a detoxification in today's message entitled, How's Your Soul These Days?
Let's pray. Oh God, you have been our help in ages past, and you are our hope for years to come. That's why we turn to you again this day with a variety of needs. Some are looking to you for shelter from the storms of life. Others seek direction for living out of these days. And still others just want to be closer to you and be with you in your word. We all need you. So Lord, come, minister to us this day. Amen. One day Jesus was teaching his disciples, and he said to them a very important thing that we need to keep in mind. He said to them, "What does it profit a person to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Jesus is concerned about the soul of the individual. In this statement, he's saying it's more valuable than all the world put together. Jesus is concerned about your soul and mine. Again and again in Scripture, he refers to it. For instance, with a crowd that was listening one day, he said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your souls." Before Jesus sent the disciples out two by two to do some evangelizing, he spoke to them and said these words, "Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell." Jesus was concerned about the soul. Why is that? Well, it probably goes back to Genesis chapter 2. After all, each of us, we're told there, are created with a soul. When Adam was first formed from a lump of clay, Genesis tells us that God breathed into that lump of clay, and it became a living soul. When we're talking about soul, we're talking about our inner person, that hidden spiritual side of an individual. It includes our thoughts and our feelings along with our heart and will. It's what makes me, me. Our soul sets us apart from every other living creature and makes us unique. In fact, our soul is eternal. And according to Jesus, and according to his Heavenly Father, it is not something to be ignored, but taken care of. Back in the 1700s, there was a new movement in the Christian faith called Methodism, from which we get the Methodist Church. It was started by a fellow named John Wesley, and he was very, very big on small groups. And in those small groups, for their so-called icebreaker to start the group time together, they would always ask each other this question, "How is it with your soul?" That's a pretty good question to ask, isn't it? When was the last time someone asked you, "How is it with your soul?" Well, why is it that Jesus, his Heavenly Father, and John Wesley all pay such attention to our souls and ask us to be careful with him? Why this attention? Well, the truth is that our souls are daily exposed to contaminants and toxins in this world that can do damage to it. We live in a world where there is one who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to destroy our souls. Anyway, there are toxins in this world that he can use that can really ruin things inside of us. Things oftentimes that we're not even aware of. Craig Groeschel, in his book Soul Detox, tells of living and growing up in a household where mom and dad both smoked 2 packs a day. He said, when I was a kid, I never noticed the smell that was on my clothes or in my hair. He said, I just figured that's the way people lived. And he said, until I went off to college and lived in a non-smoking environment. And then when I came back home that first Christmas break, I couldn't believe the smell in my home. And the walls that I thought were white were actually kind of yellowy. And the air was filled with a haze from all the smoke. He said, when I got back to college after Christmas break, my roommate didn't even want to let me into the room. When I got walked in, he said, "Pew, you stink." He said, "Now go and get a shower and do your laundry before you move back in here." He said, that was a real eye-opener for me. I was living in that smoke, not even realizing how it was impacting me. He said, and then later on, when they began to do studies on what damage secondhand smoke can do to my lungs, he said, all the more. He said, here I was breathing in all of these toxins that could be doing damage to my health. Well, likewise, we live unaware of the forces that are around us that can stunt our spiritual growth and impact our faith. Such things as relationships that are toxic to our spiritual health, or the influence of toxic media that we watch and listen to, or toxic behaviors in our day-to-day world, in the culture, that we no longer pay much attention to because it's become the norm. All of these things can do damage to our souls. It's easy to get desensitized to what is right, what is wrong, what's pleasing or displeasing to our holy God. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself the question as you're watching a television show or a movie, I wonder if Jesus would enjoy this? Have you ever stopped to consider that sometimes what we're laughing at in a movie, for instance, as a comedy, is actually breaking the heart of God as he worries about our souls? You've probably heard the old analogy of the frog in a boiling kettle. It's about if you were to put a frog in a pan of water and put it on your stove, turn the heat on just a little bit, he wouldn't even notice. He'd just keep swimming around. And you could continue to gradually build that heat up a little bit, and he still would just be swimming around in that kettle. Pretty soon it'd get hotter and hotter and almost to a boiling point, and that frog still doesn't know what's going on. Well, what is really going on is that water is boiling the life right out of him. Perhaps you've read about the fall of a Christian celebrity. It's in the news every now and then. Someone has a moral failing with finances or with their sexual life. Behind those stories in the news, typically, there is another story that's not being told. It's a story of pollution gradually taking over in a person's inner life, becoming so full of himself and unable to see the difference between right and wrong, and what's good for you and what's harmful, and what's pleasing and what's not pleasing to God. You see, everything that we allow into our minds and our hearts and our lives has an impact on how we grow or don't grow spiritually. Let me say that again. Everything that we allow into our minds, our hearts, and our lives has an impact on how we grow or don't grow spiritually. And our souls can be in danger of absorbing more and more lethal poison if we don't monitor what's coming in and adjust our intake. Like the old computer adage, garbage in, garbage out. Well, what's the big deal, we might ask, about all of this that's going on around us and letting it be a part of our life? What harm could it do? Well, here's the danger. Number one, and the most important thing of all, it can ruin our relationship with God. It can drive us further and further away from the source of life, our Heavenly Father. It can drive us to that proverbial pig pen that Jesus talked about when he described the prodigal son who decided he didn't need to live life under his father's roof any longer. Secondly, it can ruin our testimony as people of God. King Solomon in the book of Proverbs talks about the person who falls or gives way to the wicked. He describes him as a polluted fountain or a muddied stream. Well, you know, what good is a muddied stream or a polluted fountain to anybody? It's useless. Perhaps you've been made righteous by Christ, as Solomon says, a righteous person giving way to the wicked. But you've become a muddied stream or a polluted well, and you don't even know it. You no longer look any different than anybody else. It ruins your testimony for Jesus Christ. Jesus said something like this one time in the New Testament. He said, "You're the salt of the earth, but what if your saltiness gets lost? What good is it then, this salt? It's good for nothing except to be thrown on a path and trampled into the ground." I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a muddied stream or a ruined fountain. I love Jesus. I want to make a difference for him. He talked about if you ask him in, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. I want to be like that. I want to be a freshwater person who refreshes and is life-giving and useful to God and others around me. I want to be the salt of the earth that can keep this world from deteriorating, that brings it life and keeps it alive instead of takes away from it. So for the next few weeks, we're going to take a look at some messages together about how we can have a little soul care in our lives. We're going to have a soul detox, just like some people go to the health spa to get a body detox now and then. So our souls need detoxification. And we're going to allow God, through his holy word, to restore us and renew us. Consider it a spiritual intervention of sorts to challenge us out of complacency into a new and pure focused living in a deeper relationship with God. Consider it a jump start to renewing your soul and your growth in your relationship with God. You know how it is. Maybe you're tired of going two steps forward and sliding three steps back. Well, this can help. Let me ask you, how is it with your soul these days? How is it? Do you feel like you're growing closer to God, making a difference, shining like a light, or being salt to those around you? I think it's time to come clean. If you're tired of the stain of sinful habits discoloring your life, if you long to breathe fresh air of the Spirit again, living in the holiness of God, if you would love to detoxify your soul from guilt and fear and regrets and those other qualities that get in the way of your relationship with God, then I encourage you to stay with me for the next few weeks and do some soul searching with me and get some soul care. I invite you to join me in doing an honest inventory and look at the pollutants that often can corrupt our spiritual lives. It's time for us to open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to the cleansing power of God's truth. And our tool for all this is going to be His holy word. The writer of Hebrews says it's sharper than any two-edged sword, like a surgical instrument, piercing, dividing the soul from the spirit, joint from marrow, judging thoughts and intentions of the heart. If you desire to detoxify your soul a bit and renew your faith, and you want more from your relationship with God, then I'm going to simply ask you to do one thing with me today, to participate in a prayer, a special prayer, asking for God's help, because God is the only one that can fix our souls. This prayer has an interesting history. It was written by a fellow named King David, who really messed up his life. He had an adulterous affair with a married woman. She got pregnant, and to protect his own reputation, he had the power to see that her husband got killed in the front line of battle. And he thought it was all taken care of, until one day a spokesperson for God got in his face a bit and said to him, "David, God knows exactly what you've been up to, and God is so disappointed. After all He's done for you, now you break His word like this. How could you?" And David came clean. And in this process of coming clean, he wrote a prayer, which I invite you to pray with me. I'll say it slowly, statement by statement, and you can repeat after me if you want to move towards a detox of your soul. Dear God, create in me a pure heart and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer from your heart, I want you now to, in your mind, think about the cross, the image of the cross. Just gaze at it. You see, when you look at that cross, the message God wants you to get from it is that He desires to clean us up. He loves us so much that He gave His Son to die on that cross so that we could get cleaned up, so that our souls, our sin-sick souls, could be healed and cleansed. God, you see, specializes in cleansing hearts and souls and breathing fresh air into toxic lives. He will answer your prayer, and He'll answer mine as well, as we ask Him to create in us a clean heart, and we take His holy word for the next 3 or 4 weeks and begin to look at how we might take care of our souls. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May He go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to renew your faith and detoxify your soul toward a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Many people choose to support this ministry with a memorial gift. A memorial gift is something given to remember a loved one or a friend. Address your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We are thankful to all those who support this ministry with their prayers and finances. Please take a moment to visit our website, where you will find printed and audio copies of many of our programs, as well as many biblical helps. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders since 2005. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously for the past 78 years.